On the line from the City of Angels is one of my good friends, a man that I consider a true gentleman in and out of the ring. He is the one, the only, Genaro Hernandez. What's up, Chicanito?
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Good evening to you, sir. How's my buddy feeling? How you feeling, man?
Well, thanks for asking. The last couple of days, it's been pretty hard trying to recover from the chemo cycle that I had all last week. I was in the hospital getting chemo Tuesday through Friday. So, you know, it starts taking effect, and yesterday was one of those days where I was just weak. I mean, you know, I had no energy, no whatsoever.
Okay. So other than the chemo last week, any news? Have they told you anything? Are things progressing? Are things going the wrong way? How are things happening?
Well, you know, the bad thing about it is that they've done some scans, and they've noticed on the lymph nodes that are close to the lungs and to the kidneys, it shows that I have two additional cancer cells around there. And I got what they say, I think they told me it was like a 2-centimeter length cancer cell roaming around the tip of my lung. So it's not looking very well right now, but, you know, we're still not giving up on all this.
Good enough. Genaro Hernandez, our guest, folks, of course, the two-time world champion, a man that lost only two fights in his entire career, and, of course, he always came to fight. Speaking of coming to fight, were you surprised that Sugar Shane Mosley did not come to fight against Manny Pacquiao? I was sort of a little disturbed by that.
You know, Pedro, I don't know what went through Shane's mind at the time.
That girlfriend of his, you see the booty on her? That was probably what went through his mind. He wanted to get her because he wanted to get out of the ring and take care of her.
Well, you know, it did seem like he was in there showing that he just was out there to survive. Unfortunately, you know, he got hit, and I guess it just lightened some type of spark in his brain saying that, you know what, I'm getting to the age where I'm a little too old. I don't want to take a beating no more. Or I don't want to take any punches no more. So he went into a survival mode. You know, I don't know. One thing that I heard from somebody close to them that worked in this camp was the fact that at the last minute, and I'm not sure whether this played a part or not, but he put on some boxing shoes as an advertisement, and, you know, as a promotional thing, you try to make a little extra money, which, you know, obviously he didn't need to do, but he did, from what I heard. He put on a new pair of shoes that were never broken in, and at the end of the night, there was a pretty big blister that kind of popped in there on his right foot that just was bothering him from the third or fourth round. That's what I heard.
Genaro, don't we all know that we don't wear brand new boxing shoes in a ring? Don't we? Isn't that sort of accepted around the world? I mean, we all know that we've been fighting. I fought 19 years. You fought a long time. We both know that you just don't do that. It's just not done. I mean, the guys that have done that, I can go back and think of them: Orlando Canizales, Gerardo Martinez, right, guys like that. They both had very, very traumatic events because of these big blisters on their feet. But
correct.
Shane Mosley trying to make a couple extra bucks, man. I mean, did his wife take all that much? Did his ex-wife take that much?
You know, Pedro, I don't know how hard he got hit in his pocket, but, you know, when you get a divorce, it's not nice, you know. And unfortunately for Shane, you know, if it is true that, you know, that the shoes played a part of it, then, you know, it's understandable why he didn't move and state the way he told me he was going to do. So, yeah, so to me, it was very disappointing to see Shane look the way he did because, to be honest with you, when I saw Shane 2 weeks before the fight, he was excited. He even convinced me that he was going to be the fighter that I knew back in the 90s, which was stick and move and use power and use speed, but he didn't use any of it. So to me, you know, like I say, only Shane knows what happened that night, and he claims that he'd never been hit as hard of a punch by anybody as he did that night. So, you know, it was just disappointing to me. But, you know, only Shane could answer all those questions.
Good point. We're talking with Genaro Hernandez, folks. We do have open phone lines coast to coast, all across Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. As you are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hot topic on the website brought up by my previous guest, one of my writers, Slammin' Sammy Perez of Genaro, and that is the use of boxing gloves, Genaro. I always thought that when I fought When I fought other guys, I used to wear eights. I weighed 139 pounds, so they let me wear 8-ounce gloves. I always wanted the other guy to wear the same type of gloves as I. If we were both wearing Everlast, that was cool. If we were both wearing Reyes, that was cool. We were both wearing some other brand, that was cool. But we both had to wear the same gloves, in my mind, to make things fair and across the board. Now you've got guys wearing different gloves, and whether they weigh the same or not, they're going to affect different. They're going to inflict different amounts of damage. The results from the punches will be different. How do you feel about that? Should guys be wearing the same gloves?
Well, I mean, I do feel that, you know, in a world title fight, they should be using the same type of brand of gloves. But then again, nowadays, with these promotional companies or these boxing glove companies paying more to have their gloves advertised on TV and the TV allowing all this, and plus the commissioners, you know, by all means, you know, they want to make money one way or another, and I think it's wrong what they're doing. But, you know, my thing is that if I'm a fighter and you give me Clito Reyes gloves, I'm going to use those gloves. And if my opponent wants to wear Grant, which are a little more spongier and they're going to inflict less pain on me, then more power to my opponent because he's taking his power away and there's less chances that I'll get hurt. So for me, hey, whatever gloves you want to wear, just as long as you don't force me to use whatever brand of gloves you want to use.
But don't you think, you know, in the old days, wasn't it always the call of the champion, or they flipped the coin during negotiations as to who would have the choice of the gloves, something like that? Wasn't it one? Wasn't either one or the other?
Well, back in the day, well, when I used to fight, the champion always had first choice of choosing the glove. It wasn't much about, you know, any type of brand that was out there at the time, because the only gloves that I've ever used and they ever offered me to use at the time was Clito Reyes. We never had that opportunity of, oh, well, I got to use, or we can choose Grant or Everlast or any other brand like right now. Nowadays, they give you the option because you're ordering your robe and your shorts, and we can add the glove color the same way. You know, it's all about style now, I guess, for a lot of fighters. But for me, I don't care what color shorts or whatever I was going to use. My glove was going to be Clito Reyes, and it was going to be either red or blue, like in the old days.
Okay, General, I got a question for you. Is Juan Manuel Marquez, is he in a no-win situation against Manny Pacquiao, especially if they fight like in a 145 pounds or 147 pounds in November?
You know, with all due respect to Juan Manuel Marquez, I think he's a great guy. But in reality, I see no chance in him winning this fight. I mean, yeah, he's given Manny Pacquiao the hardest fights, I believe, since he's become this big idol. But I honestly believe that that Juan Manuel, his time has come up already. You know, I think that he may give a good shot at it, but that I see him winning the fight, I honestly don't see him with any chance of winning this fight.
Would he have a chance if the fight was at 140?
Well, I think he has a better chance at 140 because I think Manny would have a little more trouble trying to come down and cure that weight that he's put on, and he hasn't fought at 140 for quite some time now, so I think his body will give him trouble to come down to 140.
You know, speaking of 140 and Manny Pacquiao, I thought his most impressive performance in history, as far as all of his title fights were concerned, I thought his most impressive performance was against Ricky Hatton. And although Ricky Hatton was a bit limited, Ricky Hatton came to fight, and Ricky Hatton went down slugging, unlike these other guys who just stand there and, like, take the beating and end up going down.
Right.
But I thought Ricky Hatton brought it that night. What do you think Pacquiao's best moment has been?
I think the best moment, and, you know, with all due respect, and I have nothing against anybody, but I think the way he beat Oscar, although Oscar came back from a two-year retirement, I mean, just the way that he displayed everything and just pummeled on Oscar and hit him whenever he wanted to, because Oscar was a good defensive fighter as well. He was pretty quick. He had power. He had speed, but that night, Manny just showed that he was just way too much, and Oscar was way out of his league.
You know, Sugar Ray Leonard came down to 160 pounds to fight Hector Camacho back, I believe, in the late 1990s. I televised a fight from Atlantic City. He hadn't been at that weight in years. They made him weigh in Mike Akery, who was Camacho's manager, made him weigh in the morning of the fight, so he didn't have much time to put back on weight. Do you think making these guys go to unnatural weights, weights they hadn't been at in a long time, do you think that just is such a detriment that they can't overcome it?
Well, I mean, you know, there are some fighters that, you know, that have trouble even making the weight limit that they're supposed to be at. Like, for instance, if Manny Pacquiao, I'm not sure how much he walks around with now, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he comes down at 147. He feels a natural 147-pounder now. Whereas, like myself, where I used to fight at 130 pounds, and I would walk around, like, maybe 5 pounds over the weight limit, and I had no trouble, not until the end. But, I mean, you know, you're looking at a guy who fought 14 years at the same weight class, so the body obviously wants to grow and you know, get a little stronger. But, you know, I just didn't allow it. I just think that, you know, it just depends on certain metabolisms on the fighters.
Okay. Were you impressed with Andre Ward the other night?
I was very impressed with Andre Ward. I think he did a phenomenal job of what he did. He's just an exciting fighter, and we'll see what happens after this.
Okay. You look at Andre Ward, he's a true gentleman. You look at Robert Guerrero, another true gentleman. Paul Malignaggi's a pretty good guy. I mean, Paulie's got a big mouth, but deep down inside, he's really a good-hearted guy. All three of these guys said if they were to fight Manny Pacquiao, they would demand random drug tests. They don't believe that Manny Pacquiao is doing things legitimately, or they suspect that he's not doing things legitimately. If you were to fight him, would you be asked for a random drug test?
You know, I'm not the type of guy that wants to impose and put rules down. I have no problem. If they were to offer me a fight against Manny Pacquiao, if I was still fighting, I have no problem fighting Manny Pacquiao, taking the drug or not taking the drug or doing this or doing that. I have no problem in fighting him any night. And the reason why is because he's human. Eventually, you hit a wall, it's going to fall, it's going to break, and that's what they got to do. You can't hit a guy in the face. You got to hit a guy in the body to tear it down. And that's something that people are not understanding, that Manny Pacquiao is not beatable by hitting him in the face. Manny Pacquiao is beaten by hitting him to the body.
That is the great Genaro Hernandez, folks. We wish you the very best as far as your recovery is concerned, man, and you know you're welcome on this show anytime you want to, and if you need me, I'd fly down there in a heartbeat for you. You realize that, right?
You know, Beto, I have always appreciated you. I know you're a very great friend, a very good guy. Anytime that you would like to hear anything about my point of view or anything, my doors are open for you. You know, I would never say no to you because you're one of the best guys out there.
Okay, do me a favor. Say hello to that lovely wife of yours because she's a tremendous lady, okay?
Well, thank you very much. I would do that now. You know, like I said to everybody, God bless everybody. Hope everybody has a good evening. And Pedro, continue doing what you do best. And this is what you do best right now.
The greatest, folks. Genaro El Chicanito Hernandez, two-time world champion. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. One segment to go. I can squeeze in a phone call, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Let's listen to some sex.